Good morning to all. Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie. Excited to talk in about a half an hour to the welterweight champion of the world, Philadelphia's own, Boots Ennis, who's got a fight coming up in about 2 weeks. He'll be with us in studio in a half an hour. Right now with us, the king. We go from Elvis to another king, Howard Eskin. Good morning, king.
Hey, good morning. How is everybody?
It's been quite a week, Howard.
Really? The Eagles won a game. Obviously, they were not good, even though they won.
What do you make of what's going on with the Birds, Howard? There's a lot happening. Break it down for us.
All right. Obviously, everybody wants to start with the coach. Every player publicly and players I've talked to privately love this guy with the way he coaches the team. Jason Kelce implied he might have been the best. He might be the best coach that he's played under, and he played under Andy Reid.
He was the best meeting coach.
Okay, but he got them to play. He got them to. John, you don't
he
like.
He said the best Nick, team meeting coach.
John, you don't like Nick Sirianni, so we already know that. But the reality is, he gets them to play. They don't play well, but that may be the players. But let's address some of the situations. All right, people say he's calling plays. When there was an implication that he called a defensive play, what he did, and Vic Fangio shut that down, what he did, he said, and I made the mistake of trying to check what happened here. He told Vic Fangio, hey, listen, in this situation, I think this team does this, meaning Cleveland. I think this team does this. He didn't call the play. He just pointed out what he thinks they do. All right, on offense.
So why did he say that was calling a play?
I don't know. I don't have any idea. But
it's a good question, John. You're right about that. It's misidentifying a circumstance.
Well, yeah, and that's what he did. He misidentified.
But he confused it, I think, is John's point.
And then Vic Fangio shut it down. All right, the offense.
Well, that's kind of a bad sign.
Well, that play with 14 seconds. Let me go through these. The play with 14 seconds. The guys were lined up incorrectly. All right, so, and that play had worked before. But that's not my main point. When they threw that ball to AJ, whenever there's a timeout, the coaches speak. And I know Nick had involvement. Nick Sirianni had involvement with, hey, what do you think would work here? And there were two plays that were set up for that long pass that closed down the game to AJ. And Jalen Hurts checked at the line of scrimmage to the play that was one of the plays it called. Now, Nick discusses that. He doesn't call the play. And everybody's brought up, and let me address something else here. Joe, you said the 57-yard field goal was a mistake. I think you said that.
Yeah, I believe that in the moment before it was attempted. I thought it was reckless because Cleveland's offense stinks.
Okay, 4th and 9 near the end of the half, and being at practice, and that's another one of my faults, which, you know, once in a while, Joe, stop out there. I watched Jake Elliott kick field goals from 62 yards. So I said, you know, that's within his range. And it's near the end of the half. And Myles Garrett made a great play. And by the way, and I checked this too, they coached that knowing that he does that once in a while, plays in the center, but it doesn't matter. The guy's so good, he made a really good play. So those are the kind of things. And we bring up under center, and everybody, I think that's Jalen. Jalen's just... And I remember Chip Kelly forced his offense on this team, and it didn't fit. These coaches don't force what, and I don't think it's all good. Don't force their offense on the team. Get them to work it. It's obvious to me, and you know I get little drips and drabs that Jalen doesn't like being under center, and that's. Could be a little bit of it. He's going to have to learn how to do that. And he likes to throw to the edges and not within the hashes. And that could be another thing. So when people blame the coach, you know, and then the kids thing, he used him as a shield. Let me tell you something. And when I look back on it, and I started to look back on it now, and I feel proud. The guy that works at that station, my son, had such, and all my kids, because of the job I had, and I tried to share what I do with them. My son met the greatest basketball player ever in Michael Jordan, the greatest hockey player ever in Wayne Gretzky while I was doing my job. Got to be friendly with Pete Rose, one of the greatest baseball players. I can go down the list.
But there's a time and place, Howard.
Well, yeah, but he's brought his kids up there before.
No, I know. I never liked it though.
Yeah, well, you know what? He loves his family.
I
but
know.
It's an experience, and every one of my kids shared something because of my job.
Howard, let me ask you a question. Howard, would you advise for Nick Sirianni to do it again after this upcoming week's game?
I don't know that his kids are going to be there for a road game. So
okay, well, the next home game, would you advise him to do it again?
I wouldn't advise him to do it. He's in the moment. And when I took my kids and shared
well,
them,
it's inappropriate.
He was in the moment.
Yeah, totally.
Inappropriate.
But he won't
if he's
do it
in the moment, then he needs to learn to not be in the moment in that situation.
What? All I care about is this team plays better because they're not good enough right now.
And I agree with that.
We all agree with that. They are not good enough right now.
Do you think the clock's ticking, Howard, on Jalen Hurts?
Joe, we have discussed this before.
Yep.
I think he's got another year. But he's got to be – hey, listen, he played better on Sunday. But he's not – that's not – he's got to be better. For them – and I don't know that he's going to get back to that Super Bowl year. But the clock, it's not after this year. I think he's going to – because they still have to – they would have to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see in the draft whether they draft a quarterback. It will really be interesting. And, John, let me just share something else with you. You mentioned this week – that how could the point spread be? It went down to 8.5, but it was 9.5. You know, they ought to watch game film or game tape or whatever you said. You know, that's not the way they do it, John. It's everything's fed into a computer. Understand how they make up these lines. I've been dealing with stuff. I mean, I was Vegas Vic back 30, 40 years ago. So I understand all these things. They feed all that information in the computer. They don't even waste their time with game tape. And they come up with the numbers. And a lot of times it's pretty good. But whatever the case, this team, I think we all agree, has to be better. They are not good enough. But it's too easy and lazy to blame the head coach. And if they don't make the playoffs, he won't be here.
There was a disconnect, though, Howard, on Sunday between the head coach and the fans. Like, this is important. We, as fans, felt like, holy cow, what the heck just happened? We beat that team. We were tied with the Cleveland Browns with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter after a bye, a team that we thought we could roll over. And after the game, Nick was almost celebratory, you know, with the kid. I don't care so much that, you know, forget about the kid thing. Just the fact that he felt like it was a moment for, I don't know, expressing himself in that way.
Well, and that's
it was not appropriate.
Felt, John, if you get to know the guy a little bit, and you know what? He really loves his family.
Okay,
really
but why did he think he did better than he really did situation?
He was wrong when he started, you know, and he's not like he walks up to the stands. He was wrong there. He acknowledged that he was wrong. He can't do those things. Just kind of suck it up. But the guy is such an emotional guy. I like his emotion. The players like his emotion. I like his emotion. And he was wrong. And he won't do that again. The kids, you're having your kids share a moment. He's excited he won a game. And it was too close a game. And we all agree with that, too. But the players have to. Scott Fransky said it last Friday on the Midday Show. Players play, and the players are the ones that win. And we're talking baseball, but it's still the same thing. And, you know, it's still the same thing. The players have to be held accountable. And
true.
You know, that's why with the Phillies.
So does he.
You know, I don't think anybody was really excited about the news conference the other day with the Phillies.
Yeah, what'd you make of it, Howard? So the end of the season and then the press conference, where's your mind at with all of it?
Okay, my mind is if they run it back, they got no chance at winning a World Series. None. N-O-N-E.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
I do. I've talked to, and Ruben, unfortunately, I didn't talk to you, but I've talked to multiple, because you're a good baseball guy. I've talked to multiple baseball people. Here's three things they need to do, according to other baseball people. Turner has to move to center field. Robin Yount was a good shortstop at one time,
and
Trey Turner has never been a good defensive shortstop. He's got to move to center field because you need defense up the middle at the shortstop position. Robin Yount did it. He made the Hall of Fame. They won a World Series. They got to get a starting outfielder. They have one starting outfielder. The other guys are fourth and fifth outfielders, and that's it. And they have to get a closer. That's it. And Rob Thompson kind of alluded the other day that maybe there could be a change in the lineup. I gave him my lineup in spring training. I knew he wasn't going to use it. And his line is, we won a lot of games with Schwarber leading off. The regular season. This is not a playoff lineup because home runs don't happen as much because the pitching is better.
So who's leading off? Is it Trey or is it Bryson?
Okay, I have Bryson Stott, and he was a good hitter 2 years ago, and I think he can work a pitcher, and he would have responsibility. Stott, Turner, Harper. I would have put Bohm at fourth because I like Bohm. I would put Bohm fourth. And he goes with pitches. Fifth would be Schwarber. Sixth would be the catcher, and I don't know what he's got left. And then Castellanos, and I don't care what you do after that. But you got to have speed at the top. Generate some runs with speed. You block it up. You can't go first to third if Schwarber walks and guys get on you. I mean, he's not going first to third. The percentage of runners scoring when you're only going base to base, when you need three hits in an inning for the Phillies with that lineup the way it's set, doesn't work. The percentage is minute. They got to change that. And if they don't change that, and I think Rob Thompson's ready to kind of tinker with it a little bit, but they got to do. Turner can't play shortstop. I mean, it's that simple. And they need another outfielder and a closer.
Ken, you came shut out of a cannon today here, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. And you know the biggest problem for the, I am. I'm still firing.
You got a lot firing.
The biggest problem, their payroll is the highest in the National League next year.
Yeah.
And they're stuck. And the Mets.
Well, by the way, and that's where his comment about averages in baseball falls short.
Yeah.
Because he should be comparing the Phillies to, you know, the top 8 to 10 payrolls in baseball, not to the bottom 10.
Well, you know the Mets,
their batting average is supposed to be higher than the bad teams because they spend $250 million more than bad teams.
Here's what's not a good sign either. The Mets have close to $100 million come off their payroll because they lose Scherzer and Verlander.
Wow.
So they're going to be better. The Braves are going to get their players back. They'll run it back. We're running it back to the same thing. And, you know, forget about the regular season. It's the playoffs.
There you go. King, stay well, buddy. Thanks, man.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there he is. Howard Eskin.
Thanks, Howard.